Addison, Dr. Healdsburg, California, November 25th, 1900. Dear brother, I am troubled in regard to the situation of our sanitarium in Denmark. My mind is greatly stirred. I have not time now to write to you as fully as I shall try to do as soon as I can. There must be a decided movement on the part of our American brethren to relieve the situation, and there must also be decided action on the part of our Scandinavian brethren. Now is the time for the churches in Denmark, Norway, and Sweden to come up to the help of the Lord. Often, when one comes into perplexities that are of a trying character and is at the foot of the hill in need of strong helpers to cooperate in pulling up the load, much time is wasted in criticizing and scolding and fretting. But this does not move the load. The one who feels the pressure most severely needs not and deserves not the censure. It might more appropriately fall upon men who have sacrificed principle. But even then it might be inappropriate. The first thought should be, how can we all unite in helping to lift the load? There is too much at stake to run the risk of delay. Let all who love God and His cause come to the rescue of His institutions in Europe. I am stirred by the Spirit of the Lord to sound an alarm for Christ's sake, and remind those who profess to believe the Word of God of their privileges and responsibilities and of their duty to the brethren who have been used to God to do a good work. You will lose a rich blessing if you fail now to do your work as God's helping hand in relieving the Denmark sanitarium. You will not do justice if you charge those who have carried the responsibilities with moving in accordance with worldly ambition to glorify themselves in building so largely. They thought they were working for the glory of God. Now is the time to help. Let all do something. Let all be as God's helping hand, lifting wholeheartedly. Encourage the oppressors to trust in the Lord, to have that courage which will not fail but go forward. Let all do as they would wish to be done by were they in similar circumstances. As they do this work, they will cooperate with ministering angels. Patience, charity, and Christian courtesy are to be brought into the work of helping our institutions in Europe. This will show soundness of faith and healthfulness of soul. It will show that true Bible principles are practiced, that there has been a work accomplished which in no way pleases the enemy of righteousness. Who will now place themselves on the Lord's side and as His helping hand engage in doing His work? Who will now seek to build up, not to tear down? This is a work which should go forward in strong lines. God's people should serve Him in truth and righteousness. Who will now appropriate their God-given means to relieve the painful pressure upon our beloved fellow workers? Who will now enter into partnership with God to dispense His means in this emergency? All our churches should now work actively and wholeheartedly for God, each member determined to avert the great calamity which threatens the Lord's instrumentalities. Oh, what a sight it would be for angels to look upon, to see God's instrumentalities passing out of the hands of those who can handle them for the advancement of His work. Christians, now is your time to come up to the help of the Lord. The Lord's treasures are at hand, lent to us in trust to be used in just such emergencies. He speaks to us all. Hear what He says. The gold and silver is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Haggai 2, verse 8, Psalm 50, verse 10. Then, stewards of the Lord, use the Master's entrusted goods to free His institutions in Denmark and Norway from debt. Angels of God will cooperate with us in helping these institutions, so that no reproach shall rest upon the Lord's cause. Show that you are Christ's followers by reaching out the hand to help, for thus God would have it. His cause is won the world over. He who feeds on the bread of life has Christ formed within him. The word is to be brought into the practical life. By reason of the waste in the body, the blood must ever be renewed by food. So it is with the Lord's working instrumentalities. The word must daily be received, believed, and acted. Christ must dwell in us, energizing the whole being, providing the lifeblood of the soul. His example must be our guide. We must reveal his sympathy in dealing with our fellow laborers. There must be a real working out of Christ's grace in our hearts. Then we can say with the apostle, "I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Galatians 2, verse 20. Christ's life, abiding and moving in our souls as the blood moves in the veins, is the cause of our joy and the pledge of our glory. Oh, the goodness and love God has expressed in our behalf! I plead with my Scandinavian brethren to do what they can. We will unite our efforts with your work of love and helpfulness to restore the institutions which are now threatened with disaster. There is sufficient means in the hands of the Lord's stewards to do this work if they will unite in tender sympathy to restore, to heal, and to bring health and prosperity to God's instrumentalities. Have faith in God. Hold fast to the hand of infinite power, for the Lord has, in the hands of his stewards, a store of treasures sufficient to heal all the diseases of the institutions in Europe. God, help us to help you, is my prayer.